Culture 6, page 122. Reading. Read the article, then do the exercise below.
Who's on the coins? As the United Kingdom's head of state, Queen Elizabeth II has the honour of appearing on all UK currency. On British coins, four different portraits have been used since she took the throne in 1952. The images show her changing appearance as she gets older. What happens when the Queen dies and a new monarch takes her place? They'll start making coins with the new monarch's portrait, but the ones with Elizabeth will still be used. Monarchs always appear in profile on coins, but the direction of the portraits changes with the monarch. Elizabeth faces right, so the next one will face left. American coins show portraits of presidents, but only those who have died. In fact, it's illegal for the image of a living president to appear on any US currency. This tradition began with George Washington. After the United States had won its War of Independence against the British, it was only natural that people wanted to honour their first president by putting his portrait on the nation's brand new money. However, he refused, saying that the whole point of gaining independence had been to get rid of the monarchy. If kings and queens put their image on money, he wasn't going to have any part of it. The Americans decided instead to use various images of Liberty, a mythical long-haired young woman who symbolizes freedom. The first president to appear on a coin was Abraham Lincoln, whose portrait was put on the 1 cent penny in commemoration of his 100th birthday. Now all four US coins show presidential profiles. In the end, George Washington also got his portrait on a coin, the 25-cent quarter, but this didn't happen until his 200th birthday in 1932.